I ask you to require a license for the purchase of all handguns, but not hunting rifles. I ask that you help improve mental health treatment and information sharing and to expand crisis intervention. I also ask that you invest in security upgrades in our schools. Last year, speaking of what works, the people of Prince George's County teamed with their police department to save 31 more lives, driving down homicides over just 1 year's period of time by 33%. Effective tactics and strategies, rapid deployment, relentless follow-up, these are the things we can do. They work. They save lives. Since 2007, because of your support and your vote, we have used forensic DNA technology to take 520 murderers, rapists, and other violent criminals off of our streets. We need to renew our DNA law this year because DNA technology is a strategy that works. Performance-measured policing, the Violence Prevention Initiative, the parole and probation, license plate readers, digital fingerprinting technology, these things work. And when things are working, when they are effective, when they work, we should do more of them. But when we realize that something isn't working and it's also expensive, we should stop doing it. The death penalty is expensive and it does not work, and we should stop doing it. Research and our own commission has shown that it is not a deterrent. It cannot be administered without racial bias. It costs three times as much as locking someone up for life without parole. And it cannot be reversed if an innocent person is executed. It's time to repeal the death penalty in Maryland and replace it with life without parole. Consider this. Consider this. All across our ever more closely connected world, the majority of executions now take place in just seven countries: Iran, Iraq, the People's Republic of China, North Korea, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and the United States of America. I leave you with these thoughts. Life is an ever-evolving story of change and choice. Letting go of things and ways that were in order to reach for that which we have yet to achieve. It is not some random shuffling of the deck or a tossing of cards. Life is an intentional process and a cause for the goodness of our own intentions. We here in Maryland are called to work at the center of this intentional movement. For every decision we make, there is a future foretold. Jobs and opportunity, public safety, public education, public transportation, the health of our people, and the health of our planet. These are our concerns, and they are also the world's concerns. And it comes to this. Do we believe the challenges facing our state and our country are things that are happening to us or things that are happening for us? If we believe that they're happening to us, then we are victims. If, on the other hand, we believe that they are happening for us, then every problem is actually a means to deeper understanding, to greater growth in the highest sense, to more security and more opportunity. Let me be specific. We are one of the most vulnerable states in our country to the impact of sea level rise. Climate disruption is real. Climate change is not an ideological issue any more than gravity is. It is physics, pure and simple. And Maryland might not be able to change what people in India or China do with respect to climate. We can, however, use the prospect of a carbon-constrained world as the means to invent a more prosperous future and to drive innovation and education and industry and jobs and growth. We are a state, yes, but we can also act like the heart of a forward-moving country whose eyes and ears are open to the world. I believe that all of us here in Maryland are truly covered by the shield of His goodness. We need only the courage to let go of the falsehoods, the vengeance, the short-sightedness of rash and oftentimes imbalanced decisions, the things of our past that no longer serve. And once leaving them behind, we shall have the reach to make a new world, free from fear and worthy of our children's love and trust. Thank you all very, very much.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Thank you. I exit now. Thank you, guys.
If the escorts will escort the governor and the first lady from the chamber. Escorts.